OMG, it's our first episode. Bethy, are you ready?
I'm feeling ready.
Okay. All right. This is very exciting. Let's do this. Hello, Rossipes on three. One, two, three. Hello, Rossipes. Well, that's the bad start. Hello, I'm Ross Matthews.
And I'm Ross's bestie since high school, Bethy Hungerford.
And even though we live on opposite sides of the country, we talk on the phone every single day. And what do we talk about most?
Food.
Yes, food. And your non-existent dating life.
Oh my God.
But mostly food.
I'm a cookbook author.
Yeah, you are. And I've taken the reins of my health by cooking every single day. I call them my recipes. They crack the code on delicious food that's actually good for you.
And now we're sharing the food-obsessed convos we have every day with all of you.
Yep, it's all about food, friends, and fun. This is Hello Recipes. Oh, girl. Hi, it's Ross. Hi.
Hi, it's Bethy. Hi.
Hi, Bethy. So everybody, yeah, we went to high school together. We're besties forever. The introduction sort of explained everything. We're obsessed with food. We talk about it all the time. My head is spinning right now. Do you know where I went this weekend for like a day?
Tell me.
I had to go to Colombia, Bogota, Colombia.
That's right.
Yeah. I guess I shouldn't say I had to go, but I got to go. I'm shooting this show and they're like, oh, we need to do one thing there. So I literally got on a plane and went from New York City to Bogota, Colombia. When I landed, I like got on the map on my phone and I'm like, where am I?
You sent me a screenshot of the map on your phone. You were like, WTF.
Yeah. I was there for maybe 20 hours, right?
So even 24 hours.
Boom, 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 yeah, boom. Yeah. But you know what? It was actually nice because I look forward to airplane food. Do you look when you get to go on a flight long enough where you get food?
I usually, because I often go to London because I lived in London for 12 years.
Sure.
And so I'm used to really long transatlantic flights.
Mm-hmm.
And I really struggle with airplane food. Sometimes I get excited, but I'm flying coach.
Well, why you got to do that to me? I'm not, I didn't pay for the airline ticket. You understand? So
it doesn't matter. The food is different from coach to other classes.
Well, listen, I don't think it's great up in the air, you know, but I like it because I love really dry chicken. I like to know that it's cooked through. I love I love a snack, you know, and like a little grab bag of a snackable. I love a wrap. There's always like a chicken Caesar wrap or something on a plane. Mm-hmm. So I'm always like, oh, what kind? Mm-hmm. And I love an option. You know, I like to go in the app before the plane, you know, the flight, and I choose my meal ahead of time. Well, I wasn't planning on talking about airline food. I just wanted to explain that both flights I had the chicken there and back, and both times it was not good. It wasn't good.
Okay. But how was the food in Colombia?
Yeah. So I got from the airport into a car, into a hotel where I showered into a car to the, so it wasn't, but we're going to start every episode with the best thing I ate all week.
Okay.
And the best thing I ate all week was in the hotel in Bogota, Colombia. Okay.
Okay.
So I land, I'm like, what am I going to order? I don't know, you know? And like, I feel like when you travel, there are no calories. So I kind of like, I was like, let's go. I'm going to go hard and get something I never get. So I got a pizza.
Oh my God. I love pizza.
Don't get me started on pizza. It is my all time favorite food. It also gets me in so much trouble because I can go to town on a pizza. It's like, it's so good to me, but it's also my kryptonite. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Understood.
I broke up with pizza. It's the perfect food. Like, think about it. It comes on its own plate. The crust, and then you can eat the plate. But no. I had to back away from pizza. But I'll tell you what I do now.
What do you do now?
Thanks for asking. Here's what I do now. I have a rule now where I can only eat pizza with people, because
interesting.
I used to order pizza and just eat the whole thing.
Okay, that's kind of what I do.
You eat the whole pizza?
Are you judging me?
No, but I've been there and I know it. And so what I don't do is allow myself to order pizza alone, but I did it there. And I ordered a side salad because I always get a salad with pizza, even though I don't really eat the salad, but I just feel like
Balance.
So, yeah. So the side salad came and I'm like, oh, okay. I ate the cucumbers and I was like, get out of my face. Let's go to the pizza. Mm-hmm. So I had one slice of pizza and I didn't eat the crust. Well, I ate the crust on the bottom, but not the round crust on the, which mm-hmm. I usually like. And I used to dip that in like
yes.
a sauce or a ranch.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. It's so the little sauce they send you on the side and you can dip the,
I always get extra sauce.
Same.
Mm-hmm. So I had one piece like that. And then I was like, that's all I'm going to have. I'm not going to have, it wasn't a big pizza, but I'm not going to have any more. But then I was watching Love is Blind on my iPad.
Okay.
And because I had watched it on the plane and I was, of course, invested. Mm-hmm. So the best thing I ate all week is that I finished the pizza, but I didn't eat any more of the crust. I just picked all the toppings off.
The
cheese with the sauce on underneath it. You know what I mean?
And Sauce Matthews.
There was Sauce Matthews is what my street name is. But I picked all the toppings off, ate it like that. And then I felt so great because then when I was done with it, I picked up the pizza and it was still weighty because all that crust was still in there. Mm-hmm. But trust me, when I picked up the cheese, I would like wipe the sauce from the top.
Yes.
Oh my God.
I love pizza. And if I feel like eating the crust, I'm going to eat the crust. And if I don't, then I'm not going to because it's an event. Pizza is an event of my week and I look forward to it and I indulge in it and I can balance things out elsewhere so that I can fully invest in eating a pizza.
A really good idea. Pizza is an event. Yeah. Like you couldn't do the Super Bowl every single day. You'd be exhausted, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And my belt, like I would be so ill if I ate pizza every day. And trust me, I know because I have eaten pizza every day at certain times of my life. Mm-hmm. I call it my food journey when I'm eating emotionally. Mm-hmm. And if I'm having a really hard time, I'm like, I'm going to go on a food journey. And so not a health journey, a food journey. And I eat my feelings, which is my, you know, like I know I do it. And so I just kind of allow myself, but the trick is not allowing myself to fully dive into my food journey.
So yeah, I've talked to you before when you've been in the midst of like, you know, a divorce or,
you know,
moving across. Bethy lived in London for like, what, 17 years or something?
12.
Whatever. What am I, a mathematician? But she like, and then moved here. Like recently, it's been a lot going on with you. And I remember you said, I don't care. I'm on a food journey and I'm eating this. And I thought, fine, do your thing.
Yeah. And now I, you know, there are repercussions from that. Like nothing fit. When I finally moved back to America, literally nothing fit. And I kept sitting because I only had like one piece of luggage and all of the pants I brought didn't fit.
Uh-oh.
And I didn't tell you this.
What?
I had a pair of jeans on because I brought one pair of jeans and I bent down to pick something up. And literally the crack of my jeans burst open.
Oh, honey. Oh.
And then I thought it was funny. So I walked around for the rest of the day, like out in public, but like just with my friends. But,
you know, can I tell you something? I've been there. I get it. I don't judge. You know, you got to go on your own personal journey. And sometimes pizza is the medicine, you know, and it's just like, that's what I need right now to get through this. You can hop back on track whenever you need to. But
right.
This weekend, it did feel good to just visit my friend Pizza and just sort of say a quick hi without, I was really proud of myself that I didn't go to town because really, I feel like when I see Pizza now, it's like, I want to have a conjugal visit with it. Like just have your way with me. I was alone in a hotel room. I could have done it. I could have done it. And I didn't, I just flirted. You know what I mean? Like I saw my ex and I just flirted. I said,
you flirted hard.
I flirted hard. I was kind. Good to see you. You look well, you know, but I didn't go all in with my ex Pizza.
I'm proud of you.
How do you think I feel? I'm thrilled with myself, but it was the best thing I ate all week because I really did savor it. I savored the full piece that I had and I savored the toppings.
Toppings. Okay. Yeah. Important question. Did you eat it on your bed?
Yeah, I did. God. Box open. It came in a box. Box open on the bed, flayed sideways, you know, like a
oh my God,
rolled up under me with Love is Blind on. I was truly like right in the zone.
That's self-care.
It was. I feel great about it.
Good. But it's because you make good choices elsewhere that you can have that moment and be like, I am doing this thing. I'm ordering a pizza all by myself.
Yeah.
Going to eat it on my bed while watching, I was going to say trash TV, but I don't, no judgment.
Love is Blind is a little trashy. Yeah. It's not as classy as like 90 Day Fiancé. I'm kidding. But I mean, I watch them all. Oh, you know what's so good is The Golden Bachelor. You should be watching The Golden Bachelor. He's older. He's 71. And he has a hearing aid. And all the women are like that around that age too. Okay. It's so good. Yeah.
I've never seen The Bachelor, full stop. But I feel like they need a bachelor for people my age. Like, is it only either like super young, hot people or really... like Golden Girls?
Yeah, that's so far. But the Golden Bachelor just started. So maybe they'll do like a, you know, a Silver Bachelor.
I'd go with Brass Bachelor.
Yeah, there
I'd go on that.
Yeah, you'd be great. So wait, just don't wear those split jeans. Okay, so
my God.
Every week we're going to start with the best thing I ate all week. And then we're going to have an ingredient of the week. So Bethy, what is our ingredient of the week?
It is the flavor of my toothpaste. I'm going to make you guess. You have to guess what it is.
Wait, what? The ingredient of the week is the flavor of your toothpaste. How does that even work?
Okay. So I don't have mint toothpaste. I have a different flavor, and that flavor is our ingredient of the week.
So it's not okay. Well, I didn't see this coming. I was thinking ingredient of the week is something we put in our food and we would talk about food. It is something you put in your food?
Yes.
Oh, there's a hint.
Yeah, that was a hint.
Okay. So the ingredient of the week is like we eat, but it's also the flavor of your toothpaste. Okay. Toothpaste usually
It's used also to flavor usually alcoholic drinks. It can be non-alcoholic drinks. I have some
mint, but you said not mint.
It's not mint.
It's an herb.
Maybe it's an herb.
Yes or no. It's not a maybe. Is it a yes or a no? I got to figure this out. Yes, it's an herb. Okay. So herb.
It's an aromatic. Sometimes you find, this is a big hint. Sometimes or often it's in sausage.
Do you have fennel toothpaste?
No. Yes, I do. And I have it right here.
What? Fennel?
It's super hippy dippy toothpaste. But yeah, look right here. It says fennel. Fennel toothpaste. It is so good.
So you're brushing your teeth with sausage?
I'm brushing my teeth with sausage every morning.
Oh my God. Sounds like my dating life. No, I'm kidding. I'm married.
Sounds like my dating. No,
no, no.
No, I hate men. Oh, sorry.
No, you do not hate men. You're just in a drought.
I'm enjoying my drought.
Yeah. You're in a self-imposed drought.
Yes.
Maybe it's because your breath smells like fennel. Why would you choose? Why not mint? I love mint. I love how I feel when I brush my teeth.
It is too astringent. Like I feel like my mouth is being assaulted by mint, but with fennel, it's like, it still gives you that fresh feeling and it's more gentle. It's like aromatics in your mouth instead of an assault by mint.
I love, by the way, you're astringent. I love.
Thank you so much.
I love mint. I love fresh fennel. I love like a shaved fennel style. It's one of my favorite things because there's a slight licorice-y to it. You know, it's so good. Mm-hmm. I despise fennel seed. And when it's in.
Do you?
I do. And when it's in sausage, I'm like, oh. Like I feel like it haunts me forever. I could breathe it out. You know, like certain herbs you can just like.
Yeah.
You feel in your breath. I just hate it.
It's like anise seed.
What'd you call me?
I know. Anise seed, A-N-I-S-E. That is a bit of an assault. Not dissimilar to mint, but fennel seed is just it's gentler. But it is a strong flavor.
I think it sounds disgusting, but I would try it for you. And it brings up when you bring up anise, here's a question. Okay, stop and pull it together. When you bring up anise, yes, I have to ask your thoughts on black licorice.
Love.
I will lock myself in on love as well. I
love. Oh my gosh.
My grandma used to, my bunka used to give me black licorice as a little kid, and I would just be so excited. Oh, my, but I had black licorice in forever. I would do anything. I save the black jelly beans for last.
Yes, I love black. And you can't eat them mid other flavors. Like you have to either do only black licorice or save it for the end.
Amen, because it taints every other flavor. That's why I save them to the end. You understand?
Anise taints the flavor.
My anise taints the flavor of every... No. Oh, hey, I have to tell you, I have spent so much time in our Facebook group. I don't know if you know this, but of course we launched recipes.com. Hello, recipes, the podcast. Mm-hmm. And we have this Facebook group and you, yes, you, I'm talking to you listening. You can join and become an official recipe. Literally, there are thousands of people in there already. And we just started the group and it warms my heart. People who are on their own health journeys, people who are obsessed with food like we are, they're introducing themselves to us. I've seen you in there all week long.
Oh, I'm in there. I'm in there hanging out, liking photos.
The whole point is to interact. And by the way, we will be announcing our recipe of the week coming up in the show. That's the person who really inspired us this week. But so what I love is that we're going to be harvesting so much of the content for this podcast from that group, right?
Because from you guys.
Yeah, I don't want to just, I don't know, like I've done a podcast before where it was like me interviewing famous people and there was just no connection with the audience. And this this whole show needs to be about us talking to each other and talking with everybody listening. So, you know, in that spirit, earlier in the show, we talked about my favorite food and yours, pizza.
Pizza.
So I went and made a poll on the Facebook group. I wanted to see what the Rasa peeps voted as their favorite topping of pizza of all time. And the results are shocking.
Oh my gosh. Tell me everything.
So for starters, I just have to say, I put like a list of like four ingredients out there and then the Rasa peeps could add their own. There was eventually like 20 different toppings they were voting on.
I saw that. Yeah.
I have the results of the top four. Are you ready for this? I voted. I'm not going to tell you what I voted for.
I voted.
Okay. Well, if yours is in the top four, I'll tell you. We'll reveal our vote. Okay.
Okay.
The number four most popular with 10%, very controversial.
Okay.
Hawaiian pizza.
That's what I voted for.
Bethy.
I love a sweet and salty pizza. Love it.
You know, that's very polarizing what you've just admitted to.
I know. And I'm going to accept the repercussions of that.
Can I tell you how I feel about it?
Tell me.
Fully in support.
Yes. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I do like a ham because it's a leaner of the pork toppings, a bit between sausage and pepperoni, all of that. And then I actually remove the pineapple, eat it, and then eat the pizza because I love the little bed that the pineapple leaves in the cheese. The indentation has like a sweet essence of pineapple then.
Okay. But why not just eat it all in one bite?
You know, love isn't logical, Bethy. I don't know. All right. Coming in third place with 11% of the vote is actually, it was my sorority name in college.
Okay.
Meat Lover Supreme.
Oh my God. So gross.
I will mess with the meat lovers. If you're at like an event, you know, the plastic tables are up and like all the pizza boxes are there and there's a Meat Lover Supreme out there. I would flirt with it a little bit.
It wouldn't be my first, second, third, or even fourth choice, but I wouldn't say no.
I appreciate that. What do you think? Okay, the number two choice is actually what I voted for as the best pepper.
Uh-oh.
I missed it. The best topping all time. It is pepperoni. It is the go-to. It is quintessential pizza topping. That's why I voted for it.
Okay, but if pepperoni is second, what made first?
This is what's so shocking to me. I told you at the end of the poll, there was probably 20 different options and coming in. So think it got 16% of the vote, which is a landslide.
Yeah.
Mushrooms.
Just mushrooms.
Just mushrooms as a simple, I guess, because they only had options to pick one at a time. It's not they could, like, you know, it was, they couldn't pick their own pizza. It was like, which topping, yeah, if you could just choose one. They chose, the Rasa Peeps, so 16% chose mushrooms.
Just mushrooms, not pepperoni.
I know.
This is indeed shocking.
Well, you
this
know,
this is a shocking result.
And our Facebook group is a democracy. I insist on it. So mushrooms have taken the crown. Congratulations. Agree, disagree, let us know. And join our Facebook group. It's super simple. Just go to your computer, your phone, type in R-O-S-S-I-P-E-S. You'll mm-hmm. see our logo come up and join the thousands of other Rasa Peeps that are in there conversing with us and all the Rasa Peeps every single day. Obsessing mm-hmm. about food, staying on track, trying to be the best versions of ourselves. You know what we're all about. And you know what? We are announcing, like I said, our Rasa Peep of the week. So
yes.
Go put on your best outfit, because we could be calling your name. Our truck, our live satellite van could be pulling up to your house right now with balloons.
Right now.
A big sign that says Rasa Peep of the week. You know?
A big cardboard check. No, there's no cash reward.
Yeah, I believed us until you said check. And I'm like, now they're lying. We're lying.
All right, coming up, we're playing a brand new game inspired by one of my favorite TV shows. We're calling it Yum in a Box. How's it work? Stay tuned.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Welcome back to Hello Ross Beats. Me, Ross Matthews, with my bestie since high school, Bethy Hungerford.
By the way,
Bethy is a fancy cookbook author, and her cookbook's called Hunger Pots. You can get it anywhere you get books or online, or there's a link on our website.
Yeah, you can get it anywhere they sell excellent books.
Okay. Wait, so you have been living in London forever. You just moved back to the States. So have you ever watched the show Chopped?
You know, I'm not a TV watcher.
Okay. Well, it combines two of my favorite things, reality television and food. Mm-hmm. And great. So what Chopped is that they get a basket, and in the basket are four ingredients. So it's like mm-hmm. four chefs competing each other. So there's four ingredients in the box. They have to like make something out of that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And there's like an appetizer round, a main round, and a main dish round, and a dessert round, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So we're totally ripping them off now, because I've always wanted to play Chopped, but they invited me on a celebrity one once, but I couldn't do it. I was like not in New York at the time. Anyway. So I wanted to sort of do like fan fiction of Chopped, but, I don't want to get sued. So we're calling it Yum in a Box. Yum in a box.
Got it. Yum understood.
In a box. Yum in a box. You want to try it one more time? Let's do Yum in a Box and sing along. Yum in a box. Yeah. Yum in a box.
Yum in a box.
Yum in a box. So I'm going to give you, and you're going to give me four ingredients. Mm-hmm. We don't know what ingredients you're going to give me. I don't know. And you don't know. And then you were going to talk about what we would make if we were in a situation that we were making it. Now, remember, mm-hmm. you can bring in other pantry items, you know, to mm-hmm. make a pasta or whatever. Mm-hmm. You understand? But
understand.
You have to use all four ingredients. That's how Yum in a Box works.
Okay.
All right.
Yum in a box.
Bethy, and the first ingredient is?
Sweet potato.
Sweet potato. Okay. Second ingredient is?
Second ingredient, salmon.
Oh God. Okay.
Why did you say okay? Like you don't like salmon?
I'm working out of my head.
Okay.
I love salmon.
And then burrata.
burrata with salmon. Burrata cheese is like a really wet mozzarella. Okay. Oh God. Okay.
And then the exciting ingredient, curry paste.
Oh my God. Okay.
Is this too hard? Did I make it too hard?
No, nothing's too hard. So I have to somehow combine sweet potato, salmon, mm-hmm. burrata, and curry paste. Okay. So first things first is I'm thinking of doing like a salmon fillet that I would like roast in a pan skin side down. Even though I don't like fish skin, but I would do that so the skin got crispy. Mm-hmm. So I would just do that with like, okay. I'm thinking on the bottom, I'm doing a sweet potato hash with the curry paste in it.
Great.
Right? So I would combine like onions, some peppers. I would dice up the sweet potato, saute it in a hash, maybe with some like Fresno chilies or something. So for some heat. Mm-hmm. That's fine. Then I put the fillet of salmon on top of it. But what do I do with this burrata? You're killing me with the burrata. What would I do with burrata? I guess then I would make, like a cheese sauce. You know what I mean? Right?
Do you know what's interesting? I've never had burrata as an ingredient. I've only ever just had it as a like ball by itself on the side. Yeah. Yeah.
So imagine if you did some like heavy cream and then you melted, put the burrata in and melted that down with some like herbs. Like what would you do with that? Because it's a curry. So I would do like a, oh God. Cause normally you want to do dill with fish. I would do, mm-hmm. oh God.
This is sounding good. So we've got curried sweet potato hash.
Yeah.
A beautiful grilled salmon. Mm-hmm. And then your burrata sauce just kind of drizzled.
Just drizzled on the top. That's what I would do.
It could be a dill burrata sauce.
Yeah.
On the top.
Those were hard. Why I burrata. Okay. So are you ready for mine? My ingredients, Bethy. Okay. By the way, that is how I do yum in a box. Okay.
Yum in a box. Yum in a box.
Okay, Bethy, here are your ingredients.
Oh my God, I'm nervous.
Don't be nervous, my dear. I have it for you here. Wait, where did I put them? Here are your ingredients.
Okay.
Leeks.
Love leeks.
Sweet pickle relish.
Ooh, okay.
Halibut.
For the halibut.
And leftover Halloween candy corn.
No. Yeah. Can I just say no?
Yeah. What are you going to do? So walk us through how you would make your yum in a box.
Yum in a box. Yum in a box. Yum in a box. Okay. Here's what I'm thinking. Halibut patties. So I'm going to saute those leeks.
Okay.
I'm going to mix in a bit of pickle relish.
Into the leek. So you're sauteing like an oil, salt, pepper.
Mm-hmm.
Put in like a little bit of the sweet pickle relish. Which where do you land on sweet pickle relish?
Love it.
Love it.
I love it.
On a tuna sandwich? Pickled.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Anything pickled, I'm in. Mm-hmm. 100%. Okay. So I'm going to take that halibut. I'm going to cook it, roast it, whatever, air fry it. And then I'm going to crumble it into the leeks and pickle relish. And then I'm going to add probably some breadcrumbs and egg to hold it all together.
Sure.
And then I'm going to fry them patties up.
I'm going to fry them patties up. Then I'm going to fry them patties up.
Yeah. I'm going to fry them patties up.
Yummy.
And then I'm going to take the candy corn. I'm going to put it in a food processor. The candy corn was not my favorite ingredient, okay, but I'm gonna work with it. I'm gonna put it in a food processor until it's like powdery.
Mm.
Okay.
Okay. What I would do, but I'm with you.
Okay. Okay. And then I'm gonna add some sort of dairy liquid, or non-dairy liquid because I'm kind of non-dairy for.
You're lactose intolerant. Let's just talk about it.
Yeah, I'm lactose intolerant. Yeah,
and I've stayed in the same hotel room with her after she had ice cream for dinner, and it wasn't, it was not great.
No.
It's,
I really try to avoid dairy. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to use some dairy here, and I'm going to make a sweet sauce for my salty halibut patties. Okay. That's what I'm going to do.
And where? How are you going to serve it? How are you going to plate it?
I'm going to plate it on maybe some greens and then put the halibut patty on top and then drizzle my sweet candy corn sauce.
Where are your leeks? You're not thinking. Where are your leeks?
I thought about the leeks and I added them to my halibut patties.
Oh, you added leeks into the halibut patties.
Yes.
Oh.
Remember I started with sauteing up some leeks.
Yeah, but I didn't know where they relish. Went. All of a sudden they were gone.
Then I sprinkled the halibut into the same pan with some. That. Yeah, you missed that.
I think I left the room for a bit.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I want to know what our listeners would do with these ingredients. Can you can you beat our box? okay. Go to talk it out in our Facebook group. Search recipes in Facebook, or just go to recipes.com. All the links are there for our Facebook page. You can sign up for our weekly newsletter where we have our daily doables and so much more. Lots more show coming up, including what is our daily doable for this week. We're going to challenge each of us to go out there and do something. Plus, I have something special to share. Hi. Welcome back to the show. Hi, Bethy. So I want to do something here. You know, the show's all about us catching up and talking food, but it's not just you and I talking. We're having a convo with the world at large. That's the whole point of recipes.com, of Hello Recipes. So as we are, you know, just like we did with Yum in a Box, I want to know what you would all do to, if you had those ingredients, how would you do it? Also, I want to, like, every week we're going to be asking for you all to help submit content that we talk about. Do you have an ingredient of the week we should be talking about? Oh, and by the way, just really quick, we teased this earlier, but we are going to announce right now our recipe of the week. This is the person who has really been inspiring us in the recipe Facebook group, who really is the essence of recipe, because we really have gone through every single post, just about every single comment. Bethy,
absolutely.
We're going to do this every week. This is your turn. You are in charge announcing the very first recipe of the week. Are you ready to do it?
I'm ready. I've got my gown on. I'm walking up to the mic.
3, 2, 1. Bethy, who is our very first recipe of the week?
It's Michelle O.L.
Michelle O.L. Congratulations. Now, Bethy, why did we choose her as our recipe of the week?
Okay. There were so many top contenders, but we really appreciated Michelle sharing about her journey. So she's on a health journey for herself, but also for her husband, whom she takes care of and makes meals for because he's got some health issues. So cooking her own meals is very important to her. So she can stay around to take care of her husband. And so her husband can stay around as long as possible. And she has shared a picture of some recipes she made from the website. You can find them on the website. She made pepper rings.
Oh, the pepper rings with the eggs inside. No carbs. Great breakfast. Yeah. Delish.
And so pretty. And Kardashians with a kick.
You know, Kardashians with a kick. I love it. It's like street corn, but off the cob, because I hate corn on the cob. I hate like eating any because it gets stuck in my teeth.
I love corn on the cob.
Well, I love it. Personal choice. What do you want me to say? I also don't like ribs. I just don't like, I'm not like, what am I, a dog? You know, like, I don't like picking things up and eating like that. I like it off the thing. I like it in a bowl.
I can get messy while I eat. In fact, I often get messy while I eat, and I
I speak for everyone when I say not surprised. I do want to congratulate Michelle O.L. because you really do encompass everything about the recipe sort of lifestyle, because it really is about living in this real world, being set in this real world, loving food, trying to be our best selves, but also with the realistic pressures of everyday life. We all have our own things going on that make it really difficult to stay on track. And Michelle, I see you. I see what you're doing. And I think you're doing really amazing. You are in this fight and you're killing it. So congratulations to you, Michelle OL. And if you want to be our Rasa Peep of the Week, all you have to do is contribute and join the thousands of people who are in our Rasa Peep Facebook group. Search Rasa Peep on Facebook or just go to rasapeep.com. The link is right there. It is the hottest new thing. Oh, speaking of hot, guess what it's time for?
What?
There's a brand new segment we're going to do called Hot Take, where I'm going to throw out, what are your thoughts on this ingredient? And we're going to give our hot take on it. So it's time for Hot Take. So, by the way, I surprised Bethy with all these stings, these sound effects. I find them online. So it's time for Hot Take. They all sound like a sitcom intro. You know what
yes.
I mean? Yeah. Do you like that one for Hot Take? Or you want a different one?
I mean, I don't love either of them, but
it's time for Hot Take. I feel like that's like back at Bayside, you know, and like Zach Morris turns into it. Yeah.
That's exactly what that is.
All right. So you like it?
I mean, no, but
do you want a different flavor? Like, ironically enough, do you want a different flavor?
A different, let's go with the Zach Morris one.
You sure you don't want to hear one more?
Okay, fine. One more.
It's time for Hot Take.
No. Can we please keep that one?
No, I like the first one. Time for
Hot Take. Okay, let's hear the first one.
Okay, let's go. Time for Hot Take. Too long.
How it is.
Hot Take.
Okay, but you only chose that one so you could say hot take.
Okay, so I want to know. And by the way, if you have something you want our hot take on, you can email us. I am Ross@rossipes.com and Bethy is
Bethy@rossipes.com.
BETHIE. Okay.
Yes.
So I want your hot take on casserole. Oh my God.
I love a casserole.
I have very aggressive thoughts about casserole.
Oh my God.
I've had good casserole and I've had bad casserole. Too soupy of a casserole, keep it away from me. I'm not going near that. If it's not going to set in my spoon when I dish and serve, I don't want to leak in everywhere. You know what
I mean? Who's making you sloppy casseroles?
Well, I think it's because I try to eat it right out of the oven and it's too hot. You know what I mean? But understood. I haven't had a casserole in years, but my mother made the best. Are you ready for this kind of casserole that I'm going to throw at you?
Oh, I cannot wait. I'm ready? Scared. Nope. I'm scared for you.
Get into a tuna noodle casserole.
Love.
Oh my God. My mom would put frozen peas in her and some sort of, I think, cream of mushroom soup probably
or chicken, they all kind of taste.
Yeah. And then there'd always be like a breadcrumb and cheese on the top. So there'd be a crunchy thing. Oh my God.
My mouth is watering.
I want to dry hump a casserole. That's how my... that's what I would do to it right now. That sounds so good.
I have dry humped a casserole. Not tuna though.
I just assumed. Now, I honestly, I'd like to bring a casserole back. And is there a way to Rossify a casserole? Because you know, the issue is like the cream and the noodles. That's something I try to avoid, too much noodles. I have made a zucchini noodle sort of, imagine like a baked ziti. I made that with the zucchini noodles instead. The problem is you have to drain the moisture off. It gets wet. I haven't really fine-tuned that yet. God, there's got to be a way though. Because I miss casserole.
So you can make cream of whatever soup at home and you can do a healthier version of it.
Really?
So you just make a roux.
a roux McClanahan.
You just roux, a roux. So butter, but you can use like a butter alternative. Yeah. And then add some flour. You can use a flour alternative. Okay. And then once that gets nice and thick, then you add some of your liquid. Ideally, I think traditionally in a roux would be like full fat milk, but you can use a dairy alternative or you can use low fat milk. And then it gets thick because that's what you need to keep it from being soupy.
All right. I mean, I really have to work it out, but I wanted to get your take on casserole because.
So, you know, we have a history with casseroles.
Me and you and me, we do.
Yes.
I'll never forget. Remind me. We do. I don't remember.
One year we were in choir together in high school.
Yes, we were in, by not just choir, we were in jazz choir that you had to audition to get into. We got to sing Synergy. At assemblies. It was called Synergy. And we were, yep. We were so cool.
Oh my God. We were probably not, but we felt so cool.
I got a sweater vest I got to wear, and you wore a black dress. I asked for sequin suspenders and I got a sweater vest instead.
I'm so sorry about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So in choir, we did Secret Santas one year, and you had to put all your favorite things that you might get from a Secret Santa. And then you had to put what you hate, like do not give me socks, for example.
Oh,
okay. And so I put, I love candy. I love this, that, and the other thing. I love nail polish. And then it's like something you hate. I was like, I don't know. I kind of like, I have space for most things. So I put tater tot casserole that I hate. Okay.
I remember.
And somehow you got me as a Secret Santa.
Yeah.
Okay. And so it was, you're supposed to give like in the weeks leading up to Christmas, like one gift each week or something. And then there's one big gift at the end. So I was getting these cute little gifts. I probably got some nail polish and like some candy. Right. And then my end of Secret Santa gift arrived, and it was covered in tin foil and was in a disposable baking dish. And I opened it up and I was like, what on earth? Like expecting like maybe a little set of nail polishes or, you know, just lip gloss.
Yes.
Nope. You made me a massive tater tot casserole.
That is so funny. That is.
I can't believe you don't remember that.
No, I think I blocked it out. But that is just the synergy part. I think, honestly, that is explains our friendship right there. Right there. Explains it. And it's, Bethy, it's also the perfect segue for how I want to end the episode. So we started talking about the best thing I ate this week, right? Mm-hmm. Well, I want to tell you, on our very first episode of Hello Recipes, about the best thing I've ever eaten. And everything I eat in my life is stacked up against this, the best thing I've ever eaten. And I eat, you know, I'm not fancy necessarily, but I get to go to some pretty great restaurants and things. Yeah. Here in New York City is like the best food ever. I get to go. Mm-hmm. So I've had like great food, but still the best thing I've ever eaten.
I'm dying. I have no idea.
Is from my childhood.
Okay.
I compare everything I eat to it, and nothing so far has surpassed it. The best thing I've ever had is my Nana's potatoes.
Nana's potatoes.
And my family makes it every Thanksgiving, every Christmas, and still to this day, I make it. And I have updated my version of it, but I'm going to walk you through it, and I'm going to do it slow.
Tell me everything.
Everybody get into this.
Do it slow.
So, and it's not fancy at all. And it's so easy to make. Mm-hmm. And I, like I said, stack everything up against this. It is a bag of frozen O'Brien potatoes. Now, O'Brien potatoes are the ones that are like little squares already chopped up, not the hashes.
Okay. Understood. You know, yep.
Mm-hmm. You know, just a bag of little squares. They're like potato Legos. Okay. Mm-hmm. I have made this with tater tots before, which is interesting. And it's good. So any potato variation you want to do, I was just thinking that I wanted to try it with shredded potato. Who knows? This year I might go crazy. So a bag of O'Brien potatoes. Now I add a can of like Ortega green chilies. I add that. And so I put those in a casserole pan, sprinkle those potatoes in. Then I mix in my O'Brien potatoes or my Ortega green chilies. Mm-hmm. And in a separate bowl, you mix a container, like a regular container size. I don't know, not the big one, but it's sour cream, not the big one, but the regular one. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mix that. I think it's 2 cups, and then 2 cups of shredded sharp cheddar cheese.
Okay.
Mix, 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 mix. Mm-hmm. And oh, by the way, salt the potatoes, salt and pepper the potatoes.
Sure.
Okay. I even do some red pepper flakes if you want. Some people don't like heat, whatever you want to do. Go nuts.
Yeah.
Then spread the cheese and sour cream mixture on top of the potatoes. Okay. Now, everyone's with me. Not too weird yet. We kind of get it.
No. Yeah.
Go in your pantry and grab some corn flakes.
Okay. I wasn't expecting you to go there, but I'm here with you.
Now we're taking a half a stick. I use salted butter.
Okay.
I'm melting that in the microwave. Understood? Mm-hmm. Then I am, and about, what are you going to do? Probably 2 cups of corn flakes.
Okay.
In the past, I tried to be healthy. I use bran flakes. just use corn flakes. And you don't need name brand. Just do your thing. Okay.
Okay.
Mix the melted butter and the corn flakes together. Spread that on top. So potatoes and then the layer of sour cream and mm-hmm. cheese. Spread your corn flakes and butter on top of that.
Yes.
Pop it in the oven. Mm. 350 for like an hour, hour and a half.
Okay.
Got it? When I uncovered.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Probably like an hour. I think hour and a half is too much.
And when even an hour is kind of a long time.
Don't worry. Just keep an eye on it. What am I? A referee? Keep an eye on it.
Understood.
And when I'm telling you, it is so filling and so satisfying and tart from the sour cream and the cheese, but then sweet from the crunchy because the top gets so crunchy, but then it's salty as well from the salted butter.
Oh my God.
And then the Ortega, just that brightness of that green chili.
Yes.
It is so outrageously, everything in my life pales in comparison outside of my husband and I'm talking about, you know, and my dog, everything outside and you and my career, but you just said, let's just focus on food.
Okay.
When it comes to food, everything pales in comparison to Nana's potatoes. And so what I want to tell the audience is this: on the show, we'll talk about everything we eat every week, what's the best, what we love. I will be comparing everything against Nana's potatoes.
Oh,
and if you go to recipes.com, you know, we have a lot there. We have our newsletter. You can sign up for the Facebook group, all the like tons of videos of me in the kitchen cooking. We have links to you and me and all of that. In the upper right-hand corner, there's a circle with a knife and fork.
Mm-hmm.
If you click on that, you will go to a page that has Nana's potato recipe written in my mom's handwriting.
That
she gave to me because I was like, when I left for college, I was like, I need the recipe. How do you make this? And she gave that to me. And now it is on recipes.com. If you click on the knife and fork, it's a little Easter egg for our podcast listeners.
I love that so much. And your mom, your sweet mom who passed away how many years ago now?
I can't even believe it.
I know.
Almost 3.
Your mom worked at our high school.
Yeah. Bethy knew my mom. She loved you, Bethy. She did. She did.
Well, I loved her. And now I can check that Easter egg link and make Nana's potatoes from your mom's handwriting.
I want our listeners and our Rossa peeps to try it. Try that recipe I guess it's really Nana's recipe, but I've Rossified it a little bit. Try it. And I don't think, my uncle said, I think Nana would roll over if she knew that you put Ortega green chilies in it. But I'm like, you know what? I think that's what generations do. They add. So
yes.
Try it. Tell me what your variation is. This is all about having a conversation. I want to thank you for joining us for our very, very first recipe, Hello Recipe episode. Now we're going to leave you every week with a daily doable, something that you can do this week. And can I just recommend, you know what I do? And it's my favorite. I don't like gyms. I don't go to the gym. I hate a gym. I like to walk. And here in the city in New York, it's super easy. And I know you live in on an island in Washington State. There's nature everywhere. When I'm not in the city, I'm on Long Island. So you can get out and walk. And Bethy and I have put together a Rossipes playlist. Mm-hmm. So I challenge you listeners to go out and take a walk one day this week, 2 days this week, whatever you can. Get out there and do it, and we'll be with you. You can listen to this podcast, but also you can listen to a playlist that Bethy and I have put together. We fought about the songs on there.
I won.
But Bethy won, and we have curated it just for you. So if you want that, also, if you want to sign up for our newsletter, that's the kind of stuff we're going to be sending out each week, daily doables, things you can do, recipes, exclusive stuff, just for our listeners, just for all of you. And if you want to follow Bethy, she is at Hunger Mama on all social media. I'm at Hello Ross. Our show's Hello Ross Pod on Instagram. All the links for everything you need is on our website, recipes.com. Bethy, we did it. Our very first episode. How do you feel?
Hungry.
Oh my God. Same. All right. We're going to go eat. Everybody else, we'll see you next week. In the meantime, see you at recipes.com.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now, here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.